Dear friends in Christ, if you have celebrated your 39th birthday at least once, then you probably remember this famous advertising slogan from the 1960s. Wherever wheels are rolling, through ice or mud or snow, the name that's known is Firestone, where the rubber hits the road. In that cleverly devised slogan set to music, the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company sought to convince you that when the going really got tough and you really needed your tires to pull you through, there was only one name you needed to know, and that name was Firestone. They sought to convince you that in the everyday situations you encounter while driving, where the rubber hits the road, there is only one name to be known, and that name is Firestone. Well, our text for today might be described as a where the rubber hits the road kind of text. For it is a very accurate description of the struggle we face as God's people living in this world and battling the old sinful nature. It is not a mere theological theory that Paul discusses. Instead, it is a very accurate description of the gap that exists between knowing what is the right and God-pleasing thing to do and actually wanting to do that, and on the other hand, what we actually end up doing. And the names that are known here: frustration, defeat, and anger. Listen to the way Paul describes this struggle. I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Isn't that a brutally accurate description of living life when the world, our sinful flesh, and the devil are all conspiring against us? On the one hand, we know what we should do, we know what God would have us do, and we actually want to do it. But what we end up doing is something completely different. And so we shade the truth, and so we gossip, and so we don't tell the whole story, and the list could go on and on. There are several reactions we could have to this situation. On the one hand, we could say to ourselves, I'm just going to dig in my heels a little bit harder next time. I'm going to fight the fight a little bit harder next time, and I'll do the right thing. Or we could have the exact opposite reaction and just throw up our hands in defeat and say, what's the use? I just can't seem to win. I always end up losing. But in both of those reactions, we are looking to the wrong person. We are invoking the wrong name. And such reactions can only end in frustration, defeat, and anger. Listen to the way Paul summarizes that frustration, defeat, and anger. What a wretched man I am, he says. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, there is another name that is known in this struggle against sin. The name is Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the very next verse, Paul answers his own question. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Did you notice what Paul described as the action of Jesus Christ? A rescue from this body of death. It is not that Jesus Christ came to give us encouragement and tell us to dig in our heels a little bit harder and fight the fight with a little more fervor next time. It is not that he came to give us a set of principles for living a successful life in our relationship with God. And it is certainly not that he came to announce that sin is now no longer relevant or important in our relationship with God. No, instead, Paul says he came to rescue us from this body of death. There on the cross, giving up his life as payment in full for our sin, he literally snatched us from the jaws of death and condemnation. He gave up his life on that cross so that we might have life. As he said at the death of Lazarus, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he die, yet shall he live, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." The name that is known is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And at your baptism, that name was placed upon you. Ever since that time, that name has been in your heart and in your mind. It has come forth from your lips. And ever since that moment, your name has been known to him as one of those who shares eternal life. For from that time onward, your name has been written in the book of life. And now, we live life no longer afraid of death or condemnation. For as Paul says in the very next verse, there is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It is not through fear and anxiety now that we face each day and its struggles, but rather it is with joy and gratitude that we serve him and strive to do what is right and pleasing in his name. It is indeed an act of worship, an act of doxology to live life in this way, to serve in this way here on the seminary staff or faculty. It is an act of worship or doxology, a response to his goodness to us, to study his word, or even the original languages that that word was written in, so that we might grow in our understanding and our depth of knowledge concerning his word and his will for us as his people. And it's with the assurance of forgiveness for those times when we stumble and fall victim to our sinful flesh, the world, and Satan, that we also live each and every day. It is not that this struggle against sin that Paul describes is unimportant or is trivial or is something that should be avoided by us, but instead it is something that must be viewed the way Paul views it, and that is through the eyes of the cross of Jesus Christ. Who is it that will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. You who are preparing to serve in word and sacrament ministry, or perhaps those of you who are doing so right now, are in effect bringing or preparing to bring the name of Jesus Christ, the rescuer himself, to those who need the rescuing, so that they might know the name of Jesus Christ in their own lives as their Savior from their bodies of death. Listen to the way the hymn writer summarizes the importance and the joy of knowing the name of Jesus Christ. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes our sorrows, heals our wounds, and drives away all fear. The name that is known is Jesus Christ our Lord. And as Scripture reminds us, there is no other name given under heaven among men by which we are to be saved. May God so grant that for all of us here, not only on this day, but for the rest of the days of our lives, in the struggle against sin, there will only be one name that is known. The name that is known is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.